Yes, it's the return. Happy holidays. Woo! It's the lighter side of the dark side. Well, not every Thursday night, but tonight it's the freak show, the holiday freak show. And I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And to my right at the new studio, in her new cute Santa outfit, her holiday outfit, is Nicole Six.
My antlers.
And apparently it's a whiskey night, not a wine night.
It's a festive whiskey night.
A festive whiskey night.
It's cinnamon infused. Jack Daniels.
Oh, we have quite a show for you tonight. This is the return. I know that we were on another station, and I actually moved to New Orleans, and now I'm in Vegas, but I'm in LA tonight. And we finally got a guest that I've wanted to have on for a long time, and somebody that we've had on a lot. And every year, this is the third year in a row, he's here. Santa Claus is here.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
I remember the first year you had some joke about hoes.
Oh, that's right. In the ho, ho, ho game, it's typically three, sometimes two, but never one.
Nicole actually got that. I did not. But and we have to your right. I know you know who this is.
I do. That's my good friend.
That's your good friend. She's one of your favorites and one of my favorites. If you've masturbated any time in the last 40 years, you've probably masturbated to her. And it is the star of Russ Meyer movies, also Airplane, My Tutor.
Airplane 2,
and also another 48 hours, it seems like.
Yes.
She's got all sorts of stories.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, you're in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. She's got all sorts of stories, and she's still wowing them worldwide on the burlesque stage as Kitten Natividad.
Hello, everybody.
Happy
holidays.
Happy Natividad. Woo! Jeremy, does she need to get closer to Mike, or is that cool?
Could move in a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Closer. Yes.
Yeah, that's better. That's better. I'm still getting used to the acoustics. We have a great show. I want to briefly, and I don't want to overdo it, but go to darkmarkshow.com. If you're driving for the holidays, get an audio book. Go to the Audible button right next to my smiling face. Give me a gift for Christmas. Get an audio book. Go to Doomy's Home Cooking if you're in LA for Christmas or any other time and get some yummy food. And tomorrow, on our Twitter page and our Facebook page, I will be posting deals at adamandeve.com.
Give a gift that keeps on giving.
And adammail.com. Adam and Eve, of course, the number one sex toy store on the net. And Adam Mail, the number one gay sex toy store on the net, Santa knows. And
know all about that.
And also go to NicoleSix.com. She's got not one, but two books out now. Some fucked up shit.
That's the one you should buy, though, because that's the gift that grandma really wants this year.
And but if you have the youngins and you want to give them something to read or you want to just they're fascinated with space after seeing Star Wars and things like that.
Ooh,
get
yeah.
Nina the Intergalactic Demon Slayer for all ages. And if you're in Las Vegas tomorrow night, I will be performing at the South Point at the Dirty at 12:30. That'll be at 12:30 a.m. And on Saturday I will be and that's with Vinny Favorito. Vegas headliner and the 420 comic, our friend that's been on the show. And on Saturday night, I will be at the bar, The End in Las Vegas, opening up for the wrestler and WWE champion, Rob Van Dam.
You're very busy.
Very busy. Now, enough of the preambles. I have Kitten Natividad in front of me, and I've wanted to talk to her. I'm trying to think where to start. I think I know where to start because we're going to start with your breasts. Now, You're very famous for your ample cleavage.
Yes, among other things, yes.
Now, I was doing tireless hours of research on you, and Nicole will tell you I do hours and hours of research.
Extensive, long, hard, throbbing research.
Yes, and you might want to put the mic a little, because I'm trying to see your face.
I know, I'm trying to see.
Oh, no, the other way. There you go. And
okay.
Go.
This? Okay.
That's good. That's good.
Oh,
now we can see you in all your beauty.
I know. I was like struggling.
Okay. I heard and I read a story that initially, and you were Miss Nude USA, 1970.
No, Miss Nude Universe.
I'm sorry. Pardon me.
Twice.
Miss Nude Universe, 1970 and 1971.
No, 1973 and 1974.
I must have done different research. But but before that, now, your initial breast implants you got in Tijuana?
No, I got silicone injections in Tijuana. very slowly. There were $50 a piece. So they weren't
putting things in you.
They were not in a bag. They were loose, just injections. But it turned out to be like gasoline that they were putting in me, and as opposed to a pharmaceutical, a silicone
filler up.
So it started to rot my inside. So I had to get those out and put big bags, and you know, but they never could get everything out because it seeped into the muscle and the fat and everything. It's really disgusting, you know, whatever.
But anyway, I did
a lot of films and everything before it all went to hell.
Right, but but you're very. I mean, your breasts are legendary. Santa knows. And we're gonna get to all your movies. I was just curious because, so I was wondering about the. Now, why did you go to Tijuana? Were breast implants not
because
the United
they
States
were
thing?
Illegal here.
Breast implants were illegal in the United States.
Not breast implants.
Silicone injections.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And this was in the 70s.
Right.
And in the 70s, implants looked like toilet plungers, you know, so I didn't want to look like that. I wanted it to bounce and just be normal.
I'm picturing Nicole with toilet plungers on her breast right now. And
they're about the same size as toilet plungers.
No, they're good size.
She's that beautiful.
Oh, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman, yes. And you went to, now you were Miss Nude. Now, do you become Miss Nude USA before Miss Nude Universe, or you just go right into Miss Nude Universe?
Just went right for it.
Because
And then from then I went on tour as a burlesque dancer using my title and making big bucks. And I won $20,000 when I won that, and I used it all for beautiful costumes.
Wow. And how was the burlesque scene in the 1970s?
It was fabulous. Mm-hmm. You get all these wonderful men that were senators and, you know, celebrities. They went to those shows.
But it wasn't quite as mainstream as it is now.
Now, it's not really alive. Girls don't make big bucks. I think the most they make is $200 a night. I mean, we used to make, you know.
But back then, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it's a little before my time, but burlesque shows, I mean, it wasn't just the dancers. You had a comedian, you had a band, you had, or was it just the dancers?
No, it was a round show, you know.
Right.
Jugglers, whatever.
Right.
Production.
Live band.
I would hate to be the juggler in between two burlesque dancers. That's a tough game.
He loved being in the dressing room. Don't kid yourself.
He had the life.
Oh my God, he never leaves the dressing room. Always juggling and watching his.
I'll bet he was juggling. Yes.
Hey, ladies, you ever see a man with three balls? Yeah. You wanna?
And by the way, I should have. I'm so discombobulated from the parking situation down here. I forgot to say, my friend Eric Van Steenberg, who lives in New Jersey, wanted me to tell you thank you for getting him through puberty.
Oh, he's so well.
And I'm sure you've, and he's getting married next year, so he did, yeah. And I'm sure he's not the only one that's heard that.
I hope he's not warped.
Well, I know from my experience watching your movies, I'm a little warped, but I don't know. He might be, he grew up with watching the Russ Meyer movies as generations were. We were talking in the car. First, people went to the movies to see those, which I can't imagine going to the movies to see something like that.
I know in the drive-in theaters, too, that movie was shown.
I can imagine, yeah. And then,
so you could really go to town in the car, you know.
Because first you were in the movie Up, nice title. And then you were in my favorite, the first one I ever saw, which is Beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens.
Beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens.
And Russ Meyer, if you don't know, is a genius. Basically, it's like, you know how Cheech and Chong movies have no plot, but they're hilarious? Mm-hmm. His movies have no plot, but they're full of sex and boobies. And and they're great, and they are very funny.
Yeah, you can't fall asleep on them, no.
And how did you meet Russ Meyer?
I was working at a nightclub called the Classic Cat, and he came in with Haji and Shari Eubank, who was his other star.
Right.
And they introduced him to me, and they told him, he needed to watch my show. And, of course, he watched my show, and he says, you're hired.
Haji and Sherry Eubank, by the way, no slouches in the breast department either.
Very
beautiful women. And
that, of course, Haji's passed on.
Really? When did she pass on?
2 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, massive heart attack.
Oh, that's too bad. But anyway, so I mean, you definitely fit that mold. And the mold is
I was married at the time. I had my own husband. I was happily married. But Russ never gave up. He wanted me.
Right. So you
got me.
Right. So you were the narrator in Up.
Yes, and I had a very thick Spanish accent.
Right, and you basically get inspired in Up is basically she's on top of a mountaintop naked.
I'm a Greek chorus. She's
the
of
Greek,
one.
The Greek chorus of one.
Yes,
well, of two, if some people are looking at it. But
so, that was my first film. I was scared to death of the camera.
Right.
And I was so scared to death that I could do a big monologue without blinking. He says, "You're fabulous." I was just frozen.
He just wanted to fuck you, let's be honest. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he got to. And yeah. We were talking in the car. He was a few years your senior. You were 30 and he was 65. And I saw another interview of yours. As I said, I did countless research. You said very, very nice in the pants.
Very, yes. Yes. Hung like a horse. Yes.
Oh, really? Russ Meyer was hung like a horse. Well, no wonder he got all these women in his movies. And then the next movie he did was my favorite, the Beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens, and you were the star.
Well, I wasn't supposed to be, but he couldn't find somebody better than me. So he told Roger, rewrite this, the whole thing.
And Roger, by the way, is Roger Ebert, the film critic.
Who gave up two thumbs up.
Yes.
Yes. And you were telling us about Roger Ebert and his public persona and his private persona seemed to be two different things.
Yeah, towards the end, he was clean and sober. But when we were in the 70s, we all drank a lot. We would go to Chicago and hit all the jazz bars and stay there till 4 a.m.
It was
a good time.
You described him as a pervert in the car.
Not really a pervert, but, you know, he was...
He liked to party.
Red-blooded like you. And if you, you know...
Yes. I've been called pervert once or twice. Okay. Oh, Santa's pointing at me. Wait, I want some gifts.
Somebody's pointing the finger.
Everybody at this table is definitely on the naughty list.
Right. And, well, let me, speaking of the naughty list, I was going to ask Santa, and Santa's here. Santa, thanks for being here the third year in a row. We love having you.
My pleasure.
I had some questions about you, about who's on the naughty list and who's on the nice list this year. And let's start with the obvious, Donald Trump. Naughty or nice? Is he going to get some coal in his stocking, or what's he going to get?
Donald Trump keeps moving back and forth. He'll be on the nice list for a day, and then he jumps over to the naughty list, and he jumps hard to the naughty list, and then he does something and gets back to the nice. So
right.
That guy moves around more than anybody.
So the Muslim thing probably got him on the naughty
list. The Muslim thing was, that was a tough one. You gotta put him over on the naughty list for a while.
Well, let's be honest, even if you send him coal, he would just find a way to capitalize on it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so he's big in coal. Oh, yeah, a lot of fossil fuels, no problem at all.
Is he going to get a new wig in his stocking, or what's going to happen with Donald?
That's real hair. Just like this is a real beard. No, that's real hair.
Kitten, that's a real beard. Tug on it.
I know, I love it. I've been looking at the roots, yes.
You can tug on it, yeah.
Over here.
Oh my God, it's so cute. And he's so jolly with it.
No,
I am jolly.
This is the real guy.
Right.
I was telling my friend.
Oh my God, you're blushing.
No, that's my rosy cheeks. blushing.
I was telling my friend's kid yesterday. I said, Santa Claus is coming out. He's like, the real one? I said, yes, the real one. I showed him pictures. He's like, it is the real one. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. So, you have a lot of jobs as Santa, right?
I'm Santa. I'm everywhere. I'm ubiquitous.
Yes. So Santa.
He's a master of time and space.
Yes. I am. I compress time. That's how I get to all the houses.
So Santa, is Caitlyn Jenner on the naughty list or a nice list? We want to know.
The thing about Caitlyn Jenner is she has the ability to be on both lists at the same time.
I was going to say, with all due respect to my lovely friends of the trans community, I have to make a package joke. But then again, I just said it, so I don't have to.
Package joke.
Oh, there you go.
So yeah, Caitlyn Jenner, both she's walking that line.
Yes.
There.
So you don't know whether she's going to get a baseball mitt or some lingerie.
I've never seen anything really bad. Yeah. You know, like I mean, I haven't seen anything bad out of her.
What about the rest of the Kardashians? They're on the naughty list. Right?
They are. They stay on the naughty list. they got a whole list of their own. They're way over here
exactly.
on the naughty list.
They keep a private naughty list of things to do later.
Correct.
And Kanye West, is he on the nice list or naughty list?
He's further over on the naughty list.
Oh, no.
We've got a naughty list in red, with red ink on
right, right, yeah. So he's on there, Charles Manson, people like that.
And, he's not quite as far over as Manson. Yes. He hasn't drawn a swastika in his forehead yet.
Not yet, but I think that's the next album that's coming out. But,
you never know. You know, it could be a swastika to a dance by.
You never know. You never know.
Instead of Jesus, you know. Janssen.
What about Madonna? Is she on the naughty list or a nice list?
Oh, she's on the nice list. She's realized that she's doing what she needs to do and not...
Right.
She's...
But even when she was on the naughty list, you treated her right.
When she was on the naughty list, she had the... Well, we know what she had.
Yes.
She was on the nice list. Naughty, and we took good care of her anyway.
And the reason I mention that is because one of my favorite movies that Kid Natividad was in. Now, you were in Airplane and Airplane 2 or just Airplane 2?
Airplane 2 only.
Right, because I was watching it because it says Kid Natividad and Airplane and Airplane 2. The first pair of boobies did not look like you.
No. I'm in the turbulence.
Right. On Airplane 2, when they have the turbulence and they just have a close-up of breasts bouncing up and down, that's Kid Natividad.
And
in Airplane 2.
We had to do it so many times.
Really? It's funny how they make you do that over and over and over.
Look at that. How many takes did that take?
I don't know, but I was glad it was over when it was over.
Right. But you were in the movie The Wildlife.
Yes, with Sean Penn.
Well, it was Chris Penn was in there.
Chris Penn, yes. And that's when they got me to do Sean Penn's bachelor party.
You knew exactly where I was going with that.
Yes, yes. That's how I ended up doing that at the Roxy on Sunset.
That was Sean Penn's bachelor party when he got married to Madonna.
And all the movie stars were there. It was great. And Sean's very shy. He doesn't say much.
Really? So who was De Niro there? I mean, who was there?
Yes, De Niro. All those movie stars.
Tom Cruise and Rob Lowe and all of them.
Yes, it was nothing but big names.
The Brat Pack was there.
So nervous.
So they had you stripping at the Roxy.
You know, Tom Cruise wasn't very tall, and he was like looking at all. They had
Tom Cruise is one of Santa's elves. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they had a bunch of girls there too. Problem. They had a bunch of girls there.
It's okay. Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
They were running for all the time.
Right, right. Yeah, all his beards. But not like your beard, but that was it. But what the joke I heard was that Sean Penn wasn't too shy at the end of the night because Harry Dean Stanton came over and he missed your show. And this is the rumor. This is on the internet. Please correct me if this is right or wrong. Sean Penn came up to you, lifted up your shirt and said, "Look what you missed, Harry."
I don't remember that.
It's all over the internet. They say that's what happened.
Well, let's keep it there. It sounds exciting.
I know. Well, it was still an exciting party. I mean, especially, what was that, 86? I mean, that was amazing.
Robert Duvall is the one that paid me.
Really?
Yes, he's the one that hired me.
So did Chris Penn, recommend you to?
Yes.
Okay. And how did Robert Duvall end up paying for you?
I don't know. He just did.
good for Robert Duvall.
I was in People magazine, so it was really good for my career.
Oh yeah, I can.
It was
imagine.
A real shot in the arm.
Right, right. I can imagine, and although you didn't get to do any Robert Duvall movies, I would like to see you opposite him, but you did do My Tutor, which a lot of people remember you in that one. A lot of people.
And I got that part because I was working on and off all the time at the Body Shop on Sunset for 12 years, I headlined.
Really?
And they would go, big stars would go there and producers, directors, and they'd see me. Then they'd say, "Oh, we'd like to have you in this film."
So when the Motley Crue sang The Body Shop where I lost my heart, they were probably singing about you.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've been with we were talking about famous men.
No, but I don't really like
You don't want to say that on air?
I don't like to kiss.
But let's say you've been, but let's, without naming any names.
It was my time, and I just did it.
Now, you were still living with Russ Meyer, or you were dating Russ Meyer, or you were just sort of...
On and off. We were always getting mad, and then we didn't see each other for a week or two, and then I'd have my fun. It was my way of having a go for.
But major TV and movie stars, and rock stars, right?
Yeah, good old days.
But those days haven't ended, though. I mean,
I don't do that anymore, no.
Really? Because I saw you in Australia.
No,
you're flirting
with
all the guys.
I run a business. I own apartment houses and houses, and I'm busy.
But and this is the question I did want to ask you when I saw you, because I finally met you, and I looked at my phone. In 2014, I had emailed you asking you to be a guest, and you never met me. You didn't know me, so... I didn't hear from you, but then I met you at Was it Pussy Pussy Bang Bang? It was Courtney Cruz and Olivia Bellefontaine had a show. It was a grindhouse burlesque show, Santa. Listen to this. Right. They had, and I know you like those movies. They had a burlesque dancer dressed as Pam Grier in Coffee. They had somebody doing Rose McGowan's part in Grindhouse with the machine gun on the leg. And the big finale, and this is all young, beautiful burlesque dancers. The big finale, Kitten Natividad as Kitten Natividad. And you came out and stole the show. The applause went crazy. And, you know.
Even the women that came to see the show were really nice to me. And they were like.
But I finally, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, you were a Miss Nude Universe. I mean, it's a tough act to follow.
And, you know, maybe next year, 2016, you can maybe try again.
Yes, if my knee heals
up. If your knee
up.
Holds out, you could be the new Miss Nude US. I don't know if Miss Nude Universe carries the weight that it used to, but who knows?
Well, you know, people start calling the universe a hologram. All of a sudden, things don't mean what they mean.
Right. But I was going to ask you, how do you maintain your sexiness after all these years?
It comes from inside.
Yeah.
You're born, you know, either horny or you're not.
Well, I'm horny, that's for sure. But
that's true. That's very true. That's true.
But you still maintain, I mean, you still flirt and you still maintain a sex appeal. And trust me, the men were going crazy. And you still maintain a beautiful body. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know. I just wake up every morning feeling like I like sex.
Really?
Yes. That's healthy.
And you're still having it, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yes.
Not as much as I want to because other things are more important.
Sure, sure, sure.
Before I used to live for it.
Really? Those were the days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I prefer, should I have sex or should I have my beauty sleep? I'll take beauty sleep. Isn't that terrible?
No, I'm the same way. Sometimes I remember it was like last Wednesday, I just fell asleep in my bed going, God, I love having my own bed.
That's right.
I was so tired.
But the younger men must go crazy. You're like a cougar now.
Yes, but you know what? I don't feel that way because I don't go after them. They come after me.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, do you date men your own age or just strictly younger guys because they're all just...
I date them all, yeah. Even really, really old.
Really? Like Santa Claus?
Really old? How old?
Well, so old that they don't get it up, but I don't care. I'll just sit on their face.
I'm not that old yet.
Right, right.
I was going to say Santa's stack is strong.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. He looks healthy.
I am healthy.
Yeah, Santa's, he's got the magic to make the rain, you know, he can go through the... He's got the magic where he can go through a chimney so he can make himself small, but sure. He can also make himself big.
After you get small, you get big again.
He doesn't have any wrinkles.
He has no wrinkles. That's the jolliness.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh.
Now, Santa, what do you think there you go. That's the three. Santa, what do you think about the war on Christmas? Now, everybody says there's a war on Christmas. I don't see it. What do you think?
I think I agree with you. I don't see it as much as some people do.
Right.
However, mm-hmm. there are some silly things going on.
Do tell.
Yeah, they're just thing. somebody wanted to have Santa Claus come to their Christmas show.
Right.
They invited it. Everything was set up. It was all handled. The next thing you know, somebody made a decision. Oh, it's too religious.
Right.
My question to them was, what religion is Santa Claus?
And you're everybody's religion.
I'm everybody. Anybody that has anything to do with giving and receiving, I'm there.
Right.
Doesn't matter what your religion is.
A religion, it's a lore.
Right, it's a lore, folklore. Exactly. Yeah. It's a feeling.
And technically it has pagan roots, to be honest, but
it's absolutely pagan.
And by the way,
because pagans have more fun.
Yes, they do. I mean, these antlers I'm wearing, this is 100% pagan.
Absolutely.
Right. And by the way, that's a moment of intelligence by Nicole Six. We try to have one on every show. But here's the thing now, Santa, I hate to tell you this, but I think that Christmas has been hijacked by Star Wars. That's all I see in the stores.
That's entirely possible because all the children want Star Wars things.
Right.
Everything is, what would you like for Christmas? Star Wars this, Star Wars that.
Right. But
better hoverboards. Hoverboards are
hoverboards popular. And Star Wars. Yeah. But I mean, I was in the 99 cent store. They had Star Wars on bottled water. I'm like, that might be a little too much.
Well, was it glacial water?
I think it might have been. I'm not sure, but and then you
galactic
know,
water is what I intended to say there.
And have you given those lightsaber dildos to some people here on Christmas?
Only the ones who really deserve it.
Right.
Yeah, they're great stocking stuffers.
I would imagine they would be,
especially for the people who put up pantyhose instead of stockings.
You run into a few of those?
Oh, you do. They're all over the place.
Because I know last year you did a commercial for Lion's Den. Have you done anything wacky this year?
Not for Lion's Den, no. That was a good commercial.
Yeah, because
I've done a few other little things. Nothing quite as spectacular as that.
Because I live in Vegas now, and I drive by Lion's Den on the way home. So I was
what
like,
is
oh.
the
oh.
Lion's every time? Den?
Lion's Den is an adult store.
In Las Vegas.
And Santa did a commercial for Lion's Den. This Santa right here.
Yeah, they're actually in more than just Las Vegas.
Right.
But Vegas that's where I was.
Right. And so I figure give them a plug. But I thought, Santa, you've been busy. So the boys and girls, for the most part, have been good this year.
Oh yeah, most of them have been good.
Yeah,
occasionally you run into one that slips over on the naughty list, but they get back on the.
Does Rudolph still have an inferiority complex? Or what's
he does?
Oh,
he
okay.
Does. We work on that all the time. We have the psychologist talk to him.
Right.
We tell him the red nose is okay.
Right.
Because everybody else doesn't have one, it's okay that you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So speaking of red noses now, which I don't know how that gets back over to kids, but. Now,
red noses.
No, I'll tell you how it gets over to you because we were talking about Nick Nolte because I didn't know. I thought I knew your entire videography.
You don't know shit.
Well, there you go. You're right. Because I saw Taking It Off, Taking It All Off. I saw the Double D Avenger where you played a superhero.
I love how everything here involves boobs.
Yeah.
He watched all the boob ones. You can count on it.
Well, yes. The Double D Avenger where you were a superhero that beat up the villains with your boobs. That was fun.
Yes.
But you were in another 48 hours.
Taking It All Off.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, that one.
You've seen those two?
Many a time.
In the Punkin' Princess on TV.
I don't recall the Punkin' Princess. What is the Punkin' Princess?
I had pit bulls that were made out of pumpkins.
Oh, wow.
And I discovered that formula, and I took over the world.
Was this a children's show? Or?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
And when I was filming, all the kids go, "You are so nice, but why are you so mean in the movie?"
But
I was a villain. I love being a villain.
You should be. We'll write something. You'll be a villain. Yeah, we'll have you be a villain. Well, Marvel, if you're looking for a new villain, I think the Double D Avenger is available. But you were in another 48 hours, which I'm going to have to go home and watch that over and over and over again. But you were telling us that was this at the body shop that you met Sylvester Stallone and he recommended you to Nick Nolte?
No, I was working for an agency that did a birthday Instagrams. I mean, singing grams or whatever they called them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they hired me to go, well, Stallone did. Also hire me to sing happy birthday to, what was that guy's name?
Nick Nolte?
No. The one from Staying Alive.
Oh, John Travolta.
Yeah, I sang for him for his birthday too.
How much did it cost to get in that TV dot to sing, do a singing telegram from John Travolta?
I think it was $500 then.
Wow, that's a bargain. Let me check my balance.
It was, and it was easy work, but right. I used to get so nervous. My knees were shaking.
Like, you went to John Travolta's house and like, ding dong.
No. Usually on the set when they were doing Staying Alive.
Oh, that's
and
right. Because
so
Sylvester Stallone directed
it. It would be a
complete
surprise. So it was when they would have a break. So I would wait for like maybe an hour or two, all just waiting till they tell me, okay, now, you know. So then I go, you know, happy birthday. Then they play a song and then I dance the whole number, Take It Off.
Wow. That's a...
It was a scary thing, but once I did it, I was excited. It was exciting and fun, but for the waiting. Oh.
Was John Travolta excited?
He was shy. They're all shy.
Hey, thanks, Sly.
This is when he was really fit.
Oh yeah, he was a great shape.
Oh my God, he had a great ass. Oh my God.
Oh really? Because I've never met him, but I can imagine back in those. Well, he was a dancer in that movie, so he was like all slimmed down.
So I think I'm not sure who hired me to go sing to Nick Nolte, but it was in Pasadena in the jail. And then I sang that.
Nick Nolte was in jail?
Well, that's where
they were filming. Oh, okay.
Yes, with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, because he's been in jail since.
Yes. Oh.
There's the red nose.
Then the next thing I know is that they asked, they sent me this contract to sign. Right. And then they asked permission from Bodacious Tatas if they could use that certain film where I go like this. And then the motorcycles would pop through me. Remember?
Could you do that again? I might refresh my memory. Oh, okay. Because Santa,
I remember now.
Santa remembers that. Yeah. But Bodacious Tatas, was that a movie? Awesome.
Yes.
I got IMDb.
I was watching in this. It was a hardcore film, and I was watching two people making it.
Oh, okay.
And I was playing with myself.
Oh, okay. I've only gone to the softcore.
I did some hardcore.
Oh, really?
And some of them I actually did the real thing, and some of them I didn't.
Oh,
I done it all.
Yeah, but you were on the periphery, of the A list, because you were there. Stallone, Nick Nolte, Robert Duvall, they all knew you. It sounds like the singing telegram service was amazing. Like you would just go to like all the A listers in the 1980s.
But everything is good for a while, and it just.
Hey, judge wrote his birthday. I'll get you in the TV.
But now
yeah.
they don't do that anymore, you know.
Yeah, well, I can't think. When did singing telegrams like become
I can
like,
think of a ton end. Of people who would love a stripper telegram. They could still be good. It's just I think you have to change right. with the times.
Everything's done on like, everything's like on Periscope now. It's like everybody.
That's true, too. Yeah. But I mean, I still go to a ton of Hollywood parties where things happen that you don't Instagram. And those places, those people would like a stripper for a telegram.
I'm sure, yeah. and you were in, I'm trying to think, so Mike Tudor, that was a big one. I'm trying to think what you were in. I mean, you've just sort of, you do, every now and then I'll just watch a movie and you'll just be on there. And it's crazy.
And I forgot the names of them.
Right, right. But
don't forget, I also did a period of pinups.
Yes.
For the whole 80s, I did pinups.
Were you ever approached to do Playboy? I would imagine.
Oh, well, I know because they want little virgins. Like, I was in too many movies nude and everything. I was already,
right.
like...
Right. And by the way, Nicole said...
But you know I was in Playboy. I was featured in Playboy, like, one page at a
time. Right.
Three times the whole page.
Right, and by the way, Nicole.
But now there's no Playboy anymore. Anyway.
Right, they're not doing new pages.
God, everything went away.
But
I still don't understand why. I mean, obviously, I'm not the person who buys Playboy, but I don't get why.
Me either.
but on the other hand, actually,
nobody cares how that is.
No, it's like whatever.
Do you care?
Santa, do you care?
I miss Playboy terribly.
Well, because I heard that the argument was that you can get nudes anywhere on the internet.
Right.
But yeah. I don't care. The magazine people got for more than just nudes. I mean, people actually, I think, read the articles. Otherwise, you can keep the magazine going like Maxim. Basically, Playboy's now Maxim.
Yeah, and actually, to make up for it, Maxim's going to have spread eagle assholes. So it's really going to be good. They're going to just have a full bush. But speaking of full bush, this is what I was going to ask you because I was rewatching my favorite Russ Meyer movies. And my favorite scene, I think, that you've ever done in your entire oeuvre. Is in beneath the Valley of the Ultra Vixens. After you fucked a guy, I think seven times or eight times, and he's having trouble performing for the eighth time. First, you sit on his face, and he's something weird about Russ Meyer movies. Every time there's like cunnilingus, there's like the guy's rejected, which I don't understand.
I know he's weird.
Did he not like?
He loved it. Are you kidding?
But like in a bunch of his movies, like a guy's like, I don't eat pussy
because he thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
Because all men supposedly eat pussy.
Right. Well, so I know I do, Santa.
Because it's un-American.
Santa's smiling. I think we got an answer from him. But
you know the difference between parsley and pussy?
What's that?
Very few people eat parsley.
There you go. But anyway, so you sit on his face and he rejects you. Then you start rubbing your breasts on his penis and he gets erect again. Have you done that in real life? Does that work?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it worked that time, and I just told Russ, I said, you know, I don't mind him, but he's very unprofessional. He gets a hard-on all the time.
Well.
He had a hard-on all the time.
Well, I mean, you're doing scenes with a nude kid in a TV dad. It's kind of hard not to. He's a red blooded.
He would say, "I'm sorry." Oh, when I did my tutor and the guy that that was crawling on top of me,
right?
They had to tape him.
Really? Because he was getting out of control.
His hard on was so hard and big. They just had to tape him to this.
There are worse problems to have.
Well, these are I got.
And that's what, that problem. Was Olivia Newton-John's husband.
That was Olivia Newton-John's husband. Now,
yeah. Matt LaTanz, right. Then at the time,
right? Because Nicole in the '80s, and I caught up on these on home video a little later. But in the '80s, they had a lot of videos where they had a lot of movies where it was guys that for some reason met older women that would teach them how to have sex. So they had My Chauffeur, they had Private Lessons, they had My Tutor. And in My Tutor, this guy comes across Kid in the TV Dot, and apparently
he went to a whorehouse, and right. My name is Anna Maria.
And you taught him how to perform.
No, he got drunk and he fell asleep right. On my breast.
Right, I do remember that. But and Santa, and you remember that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Santa.
Indelible.
Right, Santa, of course, as always, we do have some gifts. And, the weird thing was that I know that you left the gifts over at my house in Las Vegas, and I left them at my house in Las Vegas. But I do have some gifts anyway for Kitten. And now, Kitten can't sit on your lap because she says she's got a bit of a knee injury. But if you can kind of slide over to Santa, I think Santa's got something for you.
Okay.
Or Santa can slide over to you.
What is it?
And, well.
It's going to be lovely.
Santa's got a Lippmann sampler for you.
Fantastic.
What does that mean?
Look at that.
Looks like you.
I know. He's on
so
there.
Precious.
Look, we look nice together. Look at
that. And Santa's got, some bath. Some bath body wash for you.
Oh,
yeah. The stuff that smells nice.
Yes, yes.
Pampered.
If you can hold that up to the camera, yes, there
Where's
we
the
go.
Camera?
The camera's right there, yes.
Oh, there
can
you
go. Do you want to hold this Whitman sampler up to the camera? There we go. I should take that picture.
Yeah,
hold on 1 second here.
Aww.
You guys get set, get ready. Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Hold on. Hold on. Do that again. Okay. Okay, I blinded you both.
Thank you.
And now, Santa, if you can get back to where you were.
Like you.
The I like
mustache,
it over here, though.
Everything.
Now.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. That was Santa.
Welcome,
that was Santa Claus.
Welcome. Merry
so
Christmas.
Sweet.
Merry Christmas.
Now Nicole Six will be sitting on your lap.
Oh,
yay.
I can go for that.
Yes.
She has a nice,
I know.
Nice butt.
You hear that, Nicole?
I saw it when I was walking behind her.
Yes.
Thank you.
Your butt's not shabby either. I saw it when you were coming out of our car.
There's a reason we open doors for ladies.
Right. Santa, here comes Nicole.
There you are. Here you
all
go.
All right. Hi, Santa.
Hi, Nicole.
I think it has been at least a decade before I sat on Santa's, or since I've sat on Santa's lap.
A decade?
At least.
Well, we'll make it an annual event. How's that?
Oh.
Yeah. Once
My
a year.
First
Tonight's
Christmas
the night.
Gifts.
Well, you know what? And this is so embarrassing, but I did get you some candy.
I like candy.
Oh.
And I have.
It's good.
I was in such a rush to get here from the car, I left the Fireball whiskey bottle in the car.
That
so.
Just makes sense, though.
But now we can have Santa.
Candy little girl?
Yes, Santa's still on the watch list, but we're... There we go.
Did you get the antlers?
I got... Let me see. Oh, that's all fuzzy.
All right, we need to take another.
Okay, ladies.
Somebody right. Need to take several.
He's like, she could just save her a bit. You know. Crazy.
Yeah, no place to go.
That's much better.
Recorded for posterity.
I'm going to eat.
Oh, yes. No, that is good.
You're so
and our producer, Jeremy, if you can come over for a second.
I love your outfit.
Thank you. I enjoy wearing it.
If you can come over. This is
yours?
This is our producer, Jeremy, formerly from Skid Row Studios. Now from... Now we play radio.
Yay!
And
yeah, he's a big boy.
He is
yes,
a big
you are.
Boy. Are you too big to sit on Santa's lap? Because I got you some brandy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
So
oh, look at that.
You're just too kind and generous.
And
I want to sit on Santa's lap.
Well, we'll do that in a second. And we've got some candy
Reese's
for you,
pieces.
Too. We got some Reese's Pieces. And
I will hobble over there.
Now we've got, here we go, Jeremy and Santa Claus. Make sure you got the brandy. There we go.
Awesome.
That is sweet.
Okay. Did you want to sit on Santa's lap, kid? You're more than welcome to. And I'd like to get a good shot of that.
Let me see if I can.
Okay.
Whoa!
Wow.
You can. Just slide right on.
If this was a Russ Meyer movie and you sat on his face, he'd probably swung you away.
Oh,
there we go.
Yay.
There we go. That is.
That's my gift.
Oh, wait a second.
That's my gift to you.
That's your gift to everybody here. Oh, wow. Look at that.
He's a naughty Santa.
Of course.
You have no idea. Matter of fact, you know this is an annual tradition, Santa.
He was having too much fun.
Whatever it is, I'm up for it. I mean,
Santa, you've been naughty.
Oh, I've been naughty. Yes, I have.
So you know what you need to do. You need to assume the position on table. And Kitten and Nicole, if you could punish Santa for being a bad boy this year.
Someone needs spanking.
Oh, yes.
She can do it. She can do it. I'm not going to spank my Santa.
Really? You're not going to spank your... Oh.
But he wants it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. His ass is hard.
No, he works out. Yeah.
That hurt me.
Now, be careful. Those are buns of steel, Nicole.
Be careful.
Those are buns, Santa buns of steel right there.
Be careful. Oh, my God.
They are really hard.
It hurts. It hurts you, right?
He's lots.
It hurts him so much. He's not asking you to stop.
Oh, my God. He doesn't feel a thing. It's so hard.
You can hear that back in the control room, Jeremy. Those are some real swats.
You should spank him.
Does it hurt your hand?
I Josie told me last year that. Oh no! Cindy Starfall was telling me how hard your buns were last year. Wow!
Bring a paddle next time,
right? We can use the cane.
Floggers.
I was looking for floggers. So,
you can get them in Vegas at that place.
Right. And also at adamandeve.com.
Adamandeve.com, exactly.
We're going to have 40 off any
the
purchase
golden
with
Golden Lion shipping. Or whatever you guys were
right.
saying.
Well, adamandeve.com is our actual
because
official sponsor.
Because naughty people deserve spankings, and the nice ones, too.
Yes.
So you just came back from Australia.
Yes.
And you were filming a movie there. And tell us the name of that movie again. It's great.
Fags in the Freeway.
Fags in the Freeway?
Yes.
So you were just in Fags in the Freeway.
Yes. It's about a
total straightness.
I am head of a wonderful whorehouse that has older women who are my whores. And right. I make a lot of money.
I would imagine, but not from the fags.
No, they came and they robbed me. They took everything I had.
Bastards.
And my son, who happens to be a gay boy, I told him, go after them, honey. Go get my stuff. Go get my gold, my diamonds, my rubies. And he does. And he brings them all home. But he also brings the man that robbed me, and they're in love, and they get married, and we're all one.
This is a beautiful
family.
Story.
This is like Romeo and Juliet. This is amazing. Fags on the Freeway.
Amazing.
And everybody is a character, and everybody's funny looking.
Right.
And it's just a wonderful film.
And you were doing burlesque, or you were doing signature signing?
And then after that, I went and did a burlesque show where all the girls imitate Haji Tura Sutana, Uschi Dygaard,
Right.
With the pale.
Well, I remember Uschi Dygaard.
Yes.
Santa does too.
And they did a beautiful show. And of course, I ended up doing one at the closing, and everybody went crazy.
Yeah.
And then I went to a film fest and did autographs. So I was very busy for like 10 days.
And how many breasts have you signed? I'm sure women have you sign their breasts all the time.
Breasts?
Yes.
No, they make me sign their asses.
Oh, really?
That's is it Sharpie for that?
Very sharp.
Yes. I think Santa knows how to, he signed a few asses in his time, so he knows.
Not as hard as yours, baby.
Oh, Brandy, wow. Not Aaron. I just carried
Santa.
Around.
Santa's been doing the squats.
Ooh, seriously, I was shocked. I was
shocked.
You thought it'd be all squishy,
too.
Huh?
I thought it'd be a butt.
I don't know what to think, really.
Right.
I mean, you're Santa. I never thought
he's
of
he's got magic powers. He can make his butt nice and hard and there's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of time sitting in the sleigh, you know.
Does the sleigh, yeah,
the
I would
sleigh
imagine.
Just bouncing. Right. Oh,
Mrs. Yeah. Claus is one lucky woman, but as we determined last year, she's not the only one because one day a week she lets you have a hall pass and go around exactly. the world. And I'm
you're
sure.
You're married?
You know, Mrs. Claus.
You're married? Take back the gift.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
Yes. No, she wants to eat the Whitman sampler because your ass is too hard. She wants to get a little out of shape. So
you know what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
But you're speaking of buns of steel, your buns are still in great shape.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And so I say, when you do the burlesque, and when I saw you do burlesque, you were doing you
That's
in
Santa's
front of
secret.
You. You were dancing in front of your, they had your projected on the screen in your Russ Meyer days, and you were dancing in front of it. It was mesmerizing.
He's talking about a Courtney show.
Courtney Cruz's show and Olivia's show, yes. Yeah. And
oh, I'm supposed to be doing another show February 16th. I hope I can.
Right. I was going to get to that because you're going to be doing another burlesque show. Now, what are the reaction of the burlesque dancers these days when they see you doing burlesque? I mean, is it...
They go, what is that old brat doing on stage?
I doubt that. I mean,
why is that word broad, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, broad's coming back.
It's an aged word there.
Yeah, broad's coming back.
Really? Okay. I love that word.
Oh, I do too.
I love it.
I use it frequently.
I use it all the time.
Right. it's coming back. It's like, you know.
It should come back.
If you can be in a.
It's got class.
It's descriptive too.
Yes.
If you can be in a movie called Fags on the Freeway, you can say broad.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that old broad?
No, that did, but. So what's the difference between, I sort of was getting that into that at the beginning of the show, but the difference between burlesque in the 70s and a burlesque now?
I think the ones in the 70s went there to turn men on. The ones now just want to entertain.
I think I agree with you on that.
And they're very good. They're very talented. They're very beautiful, but... They're afraid, like, to just be sexy. It's right. not, it's not, you know, it's not like taking down your talent or anything.
A lot of ways, I think the 70s were much more liberated sexually.
Well, I think we can all agree on that. Santa?
I think I agree too.
Right. But you're right. A lot of times, and I've seen some great burlesque acts, and I've seen, but some women.
Because once in a while, if you say stripper, they go, I'm a burlesque dancer, not a stripper.
Well, I know.
We still end up, you know, in pasties.
Sure. Yeah. But in the 70s, there wasn't that big a distinction.
In the 70s, we had mostly all male there, and they were horn dogs.
Right.
Horn dogs. They would get a hard on watching you take your clothes off. Now you have to watch them. They get hard doing, like, getting... Seeing sex, I guess.
Well, I got hard about watching you on stage.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good. Oh, that's another movie.
I was in Night Patrol.
Yeah, but that one is called Doing Time.
Right. No, I remember Night Patrol. Night Patrol was the unknown comic, but he didn't have his bag on it. And Dice was in it.
And I came in with the heroin syringes all over me, right?
Right, 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 right.
And
Linda Blair was in it.
And the policemen come and they go, you're busted. And I go, no, this is a bust. This is a bust. Right? Remember that? Nope.
Jeremy doesn't remember that. You got to see that, Jeremy. It's a cult classic. But the unknown comic.
I've been in just about all of the films that I've been in.
You were in the Gong Show movie.
Yes, they all turned to cult films.
Right, you were in the Gong Show movie. Were you ever on the Gong Show?
I tried out, and that was my tryout, and I didn't make it, but it made it to the movie.
Really? Oh, okay.
Well, the movie got all the good stuff that couldn't be on TV. That's why
yes,
you made it to the movie.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. They did, you know, and I was also on the $1.98 show.
Oh, yeah. So, by the way, for our younger viewers, these were shows that were on TV
and
in the 70s.
And the dating game.
Tell us about the dating game.
Those were our reality shows
right.
at that time.
Right. The dating game, they had, now you were the prize, I would imagine. They had three bachelors vying for your attention.
It's on YouTube. You can
right.
watch it.
Yeah. And what was the most embarrassing question or answer that you got?
This guy said, I said, what do you do? And he says he grew cucumbers. So I chose him.
And did he really grow cucumbers?
I don't know, but he was so handsome. He had done the Coca-Cola ad. He was real tall, blonde, and we were going to go to Bogota, Colombia. Mm. And Russ said, absolutely not.
Aww.
Did you actually go on a date?
He wouldn't let me.
So wait, so you went on the dating game and you didn't go on the date? Wow, Russ.
And he took his girlfriend, the other guy.
But, oh, he had a girlfriend and he's going on the dating?
Yes, but that was our reality show. That's how you got on TV so you could become somebody.
And the $1.98 beauty show, which I think is,
it was funny, huh?
Basically, this was a show.
The winner got this big bunch of carrots.
Right.
And $1.98.
It was like freaky, weird, like they had fat women and like women with no legs. And like, it was like Jumbo's Clown Room and they would put them all on display and whoever the winner was would win $1.98 and a bouquet of carrots.
Wow.
And did you win? You were too hot. Yes. You were too beautiful.
I guess. But I know I seen that show. It looks good.
Right. And you were on the Gong Show and the $1.98 beauty show. Chuck Barris did all these shows.
See, it's just coming to my mind the things I've done. I mean, I forget. Like I told you, that was like 30 years ago. It's a long time.
And I was doing so much research, and apparently I just got fixated on that scene where you were dragging your tits across the guy's penis to get him hard, and apparently that works. So
yes,
I think that would work on most straight men and some gay men.
Yes, even the fags on the freeway.
You are correct.
But anyway, you have a website, and I had plenty of wonderful hours while going on that website. It's kittenclub.com, is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's kitten, K-I-T-T-N, club with a K, K-L-U-B.com.
Yes.
And you got some merchandise coming out soon?
Have merchandise. All they have to do is ask me, and I have all those DVDs.
The Russ Meyer DVDs?
No, I don't sell Russ Meyer.
Oh, okay.
The girl would kill me if I did.
Who's the girl?
The one that runs his office now.
Oh, okay. But you have DVDs of your own. Yes,
all the other films that I'm allowed.
Taking it all off. And those starred you as a stripper.
Yes.
Who wrote that and how did that come about?
Which one?
Taking it off and taking it all off.
This guy that worked for Disneyland. Wrote Taking It Off. It's very cornballed.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, the dialogue is
corny.
Yes.
And he didn't know that they were gonna pick a girl that looked like me. And he goes, "Oh no, my script's ruined." But no, actually, it was fabulous. And now we're best friends.
Oh, okay.
To this day.
I mean, it was so successful. They had Taking It All Off. Taking It Off was so successful. They had Taken It All Off.
Yes, it sold like a million copies in 6 months.
And where does the time go? You're wonderful. Everybody that says what a sweetheart you are is absolutely right.
Oh,
and I can see why all these men, including Robert Duvall, Sylvester Stallone, John Travolta, Nick Nolte, Motley Crue, all of them have fallen, Russ Meyer, have all fallen in love with you. And hopefully you can make...
And I love men, you know.
And men love you.
And you are all very special.
Yes. They're wonderful.
And hopefully...
They're completely opposite of me.
And hopefully you can do Pussy Pussy Bang Bang in February. But
I know. Let's keep my...
But even if you can't, keep an eye out for that because Olivia Belafontaine, our friend, Courtney Cruz is producing our friend. Jimmy Gunn is going to be performing Psycho Charger with our old co-host. I'm sorry, former co-host Josie Katz. You remember Josie Katz?
She will be
performing in front of their band. So hopefully you'll be there too. And Clownland Monroe will be performing. That'll be in February at the Dragonfly. Keep an eye out for that. Hopefully Kitten can do it. If you can't do that, you'll still be doing burlesque once you recover from your knee injury,
yes.
And you'll still be turning men on.
Yes,
for years to come. And turning everybody on. Santa Claus.
Absolutely.
Third year in a row. Did you have fun tonight? As much fun as always.
I had a blast. It was a great show.
I can't believe third year in a row and it's always been crazy. First year we had a punk band. Last year we had a porn star. This year Kitten on TV Dad.
This year may be the best.
I think it will.
Your hands are so warm.
Feliz Natividad.
I love it.
Also, go
to. I love his touch.
And his tush.
And his nipples hard.
Ooh. Should we leave you alone?
It's reciprocal.
If you guys ever cuddle on the fireside, you should go to NicoleSix.com and order some fucked up shit. And Nina the Intergalactic Demon Slayer, and more writing to come.
Yes.
And also go to Goth Comedian.
She is so beautiful.
She is so beautiful. So beautiful. Yes, Santa, beautiful?
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
She's Italian too, right?
Yes, she is Italian.
The sex Italian bomb.
Right. speaking of, I'm part Italian too. And speaking of the Sozich.
Go to
gothcomedian.com for all your goth comedy needs. And everybody, we'll be doing this again for Valentine's Day, and this will be a periodic thing for a while. We'll see what happens. Please like We Play Radio on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, everywhere you go. And everybody, have a wonderfully creepy holiday season. Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.